conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, and like the dude just said, we are just plain right. Hey, it's 2:08 p.m. right now, February the 15th. I hope that all of you out there, especially you guys, did not mess up your Valentine's Day. I hope you did a good job. By the way, we're doing something totally different today. Totally different. Copper is running the board. Hello, Miss Copper. How you doing today?
Hello, I'm doing well. How about you?
Good, but I am, I'm out of pocket, so we're down here. Birdman and I are down here in Montgomery in the State House right now, broadcasting live from the Alabama State House. I want to say thank you to State Senator Del Marsh, the former pro tem of the Alabama State Senate, somebody I've known for a number of years, but he is also, by the way, the sponsor of almost any school choice legislation that comes through the Senate. He's the one who's leading it. He has given me the use of his office today. So I am literally broadcasting Right Side Radio remotely from the office of Senator Del Marsh in the State House right now. How cool is that? That's different. And we're not going to do the full-on triple dipper. Let me just tell you about the show, because we're going to have people coming and going out of this office to just jump on the air with us. Some of them might be surprise visits. We'll see how that goes. But I do know for a fact that we've got some scheduled stuff right now. So here's the deal. Lindy Blanchard, who's running for governor, is in the State House right now, making the rounds, seeing people. She came to a school choice rally that we had a little while ago. She'll be on the air with me at 2:30. She's been a school choice advocate for quite a while. After that, State Representative Charlotte Meadows, who is a frequent attendee to this show, one of our frequent flyers, if you will, she'll be on the show with us at 3:00. I believe April Marie Fogle, who has her own radio show in the Montgomery area, is going to be on the air sometime in between Lindy Blanchard and Charlotte Meadows. And then Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth will be on the air with us live at 3:30. So we got a full slate. But hey, Copper, grab the mic. So today, you know, we had school choice rally out there at the State House steps. Did I tell you? I didn't tell you yet how many showed up, did I?
Oh, I think you said over 150.
Yeah, we had over 150 people out there. It was awesome. So yeah, so folks, that was big doings. And many thanks to the Alabama Policy Institute, where I also still do a great deal of work. We put together the event with a number of other groups and got 150 people out there. A lot of kids. Great pictures. We'll have it up on our social media so you can see it. It is out there for y'all to see and know that there is another voice. You know, we're putting faces and voices to the issue of school choice, and that's so important. But listen, as I open my comments today, and the whole show, by the way, is going to be related to education, education choice, what's happening in our schools. Is it education quality? Is it the fact that social justice is being foisted on our kids in some places? What about mask mandates? How do we feel about the fact that our school systems, as a whole, as a state, rank last in the nation? Well, listen, as I was putting my comments together, I was thinking through, have you ever had one of those moments when somebody like asked a question and it didn't seem to even fit the discussion? Like maybe an argument where you were doing all that you could to reasonably approach an issue, and out of the blue, wham, someone tries to expand the topic into things that don't even relate. Like, what's that got to do with the price of tea in China? You know, focus here, dude. Stay on task. Sometimes it's what I would call an innocent defense mechanism. Some would call that a deflection. Sometimes it's a tactic to try and get you off your game. Sometimes it's part of the overall plan to take the discussion to places you never intended for it to go. And I'll be honest with you, many of you know I'm a practicing attorney. I see that as a lawyer all the time. The rules of civil procedure and the rules of evidence are there for a reason. We have to use those in court to keep sort of the trains running on time, if you will, to protect against an enlargement of the issues, to protect against an unfair incrimination or a prejudicial view by the judge and jury. In other words, to keep the main thing the main thing. Well, standard form for an attorney is to object and to state the grounds for the objection and ask the court for a ruling on the objection. And I've even, by the way, seen that abused, just so you know. I had one individual, an attorney, who I would say didn't represent our profession very well, whose case was so bad against my client that all he could do was keep screaming objections in the courtroom that weren't even valid, to the point that I finally just offered up. I said, Judge, Your Honor, he can have a standing objection to every word that comes out of my mouth if it means I don't have to be interrupted every 30 seconds. I've also, by the way, had a judge defer on ruling on a valid objection. Like I'd say, objection, Your Honor. Counsel's leading the witness or something like that. Hey, move along, counsel. Your Honor, respectfully, I'm going to have to ask you for a ruling on the record. It's what you have to do. You have to do that to preserve your client's rights so you know why the objection was not sustained or denied. Keeps the flow of evidence and the procedure on track. You know, keep it in the main thing, the main thing. All right, so what's my point? My point is that life is like that. We have to object. We have to keep the main thing the main thing. And if we don't speak up in some contemporaneous and affirmative manner, then the things that we care about get run over by the opposition. All right, case in point, right now, Alabama ranks 50th in the nation for education. 50. 50. The NAEP rankings, what's that stand for? National Association of Education Professionals, I believe. Anyway, they rank us, and we are ranked 50. And by the way, in case you haven't heard me say it on the show before, I'll say it again now. Actually, when you break the categories down in math, we rank 52. 52. How are you 52 out of 50 states? Well, because we rank behind Puerto Rico and the Department of Defense schools for our kids overseas. The main thing for our local and state school board should be getting us out of last place and doing all that is possible to get us up to an upper percentile in the national rankings. I mean, look at our state. In this state alone, we have NASA. We have UAB Medical. We have defense contracting. We have agricultural wonderlands, industrial strongholds. We have the Port of Mobile, Austal Boat Builders, building the next generation combat ships for the Navy. We have highly competitive graduate and postgraduate degree programs. We have a military community statewide, and yet we rank dead last in the nation in our K-12. Unbelievable. And sometimes you have to wonder, what is it they're doing? I mean, what is it they're doing that literally is distracting them from true education? Today, there's a story on AL.com right now. I'm looking at it right now on the screen. AL.com is reporting that in Mountain Brook again, remember last year, a group of parents got active in Mountain Brook, and they said, you know what, we're tired of this. We just found out you're introducing a curriculum called No Place for Hate in our Mountain Brook schools. Oh, by the way, No Place for Hate, if you read the curriculum, the handbook with it, it allows children to choose their own gender. It also says you should keep that a secret from the parents. It talks about, you know, social justice and different things that the parents said, wait a minute. And 300 parents showed up at a school board meeting, and they got that changed. Well, right now, Mountain Brook parents are up in arms again because, once again, they're finding out there's a program being foisted upon the schools in their system that literally seems to encourage kids to consider their sexuality well before puberty. I mean, that's not a part of the curriculum for the public school systems. And I have to ask, why is it the Huntsville City School System continues to waste our tax dollars, your tax dollars, on a liberal, progressive, race-baiting, military-hating, gender-bending organization like the Anti-Defamation League, the same ones that Mountain Brook got thrown out? By the way, if you want to see it, I've got that curriculum on my website, rightsideradio.org. At the top of the page, there's a button that says, click here to see the Anti-Defamation League information. It's all on there. And literally, when you look at it, you'll find all kinds of things. This organization, Anti-Defamation League, they originally were designed to fight anti-Semitism. Seems worthy, right? But in 2015, their new leadership began turning away from the original mission to progressive social justice causes. They say things like the military is systemically corrupted because it's filled with white extremists. Okay. They say things like late-term abortion is an acceptable practice. The expansion of immigration policies should allow for illegal immigration. On their own website, the Anti-Defamation League, whose handbook is being used in the Huntsville City Schools, their website says that racism is defined as a socially constructed hierarchy that privileges white people. I'm just telling you, folks, this is in your Huntsville City Schools. One of the ADL curriculums teaches elementary children that gender is just a feeling and that changing genders is very common, even at a young age. ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, promotes transgender students in sports. ADL also states that racism can be found in certain phrases like saying all lives matter or build the wall or the China virus. The No Place for Hate Coordinator Handbook specifically calls for group response to individual actions. And here's an interesting piece. If there is an issue in the school is requested to notify not the superintendent's office, but the Anti-Defamation League, the third-party outside liberal group. Why? Why is that in our Huntsville City school system? Why? And why is that in any school system for that matter? Why? This is, by the way, a big day at the State House. Today, we had 155 parents and kids and administrators from private schools and homeschools and others who have benefited from various aspects of school choice who showed up down here at the State House at 11:30 to rally on the State House steps. 150 people representing a much larger swath of this state, people who are tired of being 50th in the nation, who just want to know that the parents or the legal guardians of a child are the ones who should have the say in where the child goes to school, that a child's zip code should not confine them to a failing school. That's what today's all about. When I look at things like social justice warriors being built in our Huntsville City schools or in Mountain Brook or in others around the state, I find myself thinking we're 50th in the nation. Reading, writing, and arithmetic is what we should be talking about. Why are we worried about changing social aspects of our society, things that should be talked about between the parents and the child? Why are those part of the curriculum when the curriculum really needs to focus on teaching kids how to function at a level educationally that takes us out of 50th in the nation? Well, folks, I'm going to spend time on that today. It's big doings, big, big doings. And we got plenty of guests coming on to talk about it more. But right now, Copper, you go ahead and move us to a break, because that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. But folks, it's going to be a full day. I'm looking forward to it. Broadcasting live, I tell you, from the Alabama State House. We're emblazoned over the front door as it says we dare defend our rights. That's right. And that means we dare defend our kids. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.